This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International pressure is building on Israel to hold back in responding to Iran's attacks, but many Israelis are calling on the government to retaliate forcefully. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Iran's attack, with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously, was unprecedented. So is the international cooperation to intercept them, with the U.S., Jordan, and Britain working together, say Israeli security officials. As the international community urges restraint, some in Israel say the Jewish state must respond. Israeli media reports say two former chiefs of staff in the war cabinet, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, wanted to strike back at Iran while the Iranian attack was underway, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no. Other Israeli intelligence analysts say the damage was limited and Israel can choose not to respond further. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani on Monday at the White House as tensions soar in the Middle East between Iran and Israel after Tehran's weekend strikes.
The United States is committed to Israel's security. We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home.
Sudani called for restraint as he led a delegation that's met with officials across Washington, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Armed Israeli settlers shot dead two Palestinians in the occupied West Bank on Monday, hours after Israeli forces killed a Palestinian teen during a military raid, officials said. Monday's violence brought to 8 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces or armed settlers since Friday, as Palestinian authorities report increased settler rampages across the West Bank. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a complicated proposal for passing wartime aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. But the path to passage is deeply uncertain as he rejected pressure to simply approve the package sent over by the Senate. The Republican speaker huddled with fellow party lawmakers on Monday evening to lay out his strategy to gain House approval for the funding package. Facing outright rebellion from conservatives fiercely opposed to aiding Ukraine, Johnson said he would push to get the package to the House floor under a single debate rule, then hold separate votes on aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and several foreign policy proposals, according to Republican lawmakers. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial started in New York on Monday, an historic first in the U.S. for a former leader of the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the courthouse.
The trial brought out Donald Trump defending himself against allegations of falsifying business records to hide alleged stories of extramarital affairs during the 2016 campaign. It also brought out Ron Sinibaldi, one of the very few members of the public, to get a seat in the overflow courtroom. He says he began lining up before midnight to see history.
I go to these things basically. Number one is because the first president of the United States, in my opinion, as far as I understand it, that's ever been at a criminal trial.
He says it's not about political party. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Abortion in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy should be legalized in Germany, a government-appointed commission said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Women in Germany now typically require counseling to obtain a legal abortion within the first 12 weeks. There are some exceptions, including for victims of violent crime. There are no time restrictions for abortions if the mother's life is in danger. It will be up to Chancellor Olaf Scholz's centre-left coalition to decide whether to accept the commission's advice. The commission also said it should be up to lawmakers to decide on the rules between the early and late stages of pregnancy. Some members of the conservative opposition have said they would take any planned reform to the constitutional court.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Australian police say a knife attack in Sydney against two clergymen is being treated as terrorism. Police arrested a 15-year-old boy on Tuesday after the attack. A bishop was stabbed during a live-stream sermon, and another priest was also injured. Both are expected to survive. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the suspect's comments pointed to a religious motive for the attack. Australians were still in shock after a lone assailant stabbed six people to death in a Sydney shopping mall on Saturday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.